Shalom peace doesn't mean there is an absence of violence. God's idea of vision is to possess one mind with one purpose, and division is to be split into disunity. Do you get it? 1 Samuel 17 opens with a vision of two armies poised to go to war. The Philistines on one mountain and across the valley, Israel was on the other mountain. 1 Samuel 17:4. And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 9 feet 9 inches tall. This guy was huge. Oh man! He was a loud-mouthed, arrogant giant of Gath with too many fingers, too many toes, and really bad teeth. I'm going to make you pay. I believe most everyone would agree with me. The champion from Gath was a really terrifying person to behold. There was just a something insane and violent about him, and I think we can safely assume the giant probably loved fighting and blood and had a really bad temper. I also believe he was used to getting his way, no matter what. So, do you know where a 400-pound gorilla sits? That's right, anywhere he wants to. And don't you know, Goliath probably invoked the 400-pound gorilla rule all the time. In verse 45, David declared, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. A man without God's peace would have easily been defeated by simply observing the giant who wore what seemed to be impenetrable armor, a massive helmet, and carried terrible weapons. I'm sure to Israel, Goliath looked like their idea of insurmountable odds. 1 Samuel 17:24 says, And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. David had none of the weapons or armor Goliath had. He was small, and Goliath was huge. Goliath had a violent and terrible reputation. David had a reputation of sheep herding. But David had something Goliath did not have. David had God's peace, shalom peace, and would not be moved from his trust in God. Even though the battle was set in a wide array from mountain to mountain, from David's platform of peace, the entire battle was drawn into a well-defined, sharp focus. Now hear this. When we live with God's peace in our hearts, it draws all things into their correct perspective, flattens out chaos, and dispels fear. God's peace gives us confidence. It breeds trust and faith in the Lord. God's peace renews our vision, sharpens our focus, and will see us through all our trials. That's why God included it in the list of fruits of the Spirit. When Saul scoffed and said, You're just a kid and you're gonna go fight a giant? Ha! Surely you jest. David told King Saul straight out in 1 Samuel 17:36, Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Twice, David defined the champion of Gath as one who defies the living God. So it wasn't just a physical battle. It was a spiritual battle too. Now I'd like us to see something here. I believe David possessed God's supernatural peace. He was focused and clear thinking. David walked out on that battlefield like a boss. No armor, no helmet, just a sling and 5 stones. 1 to kill the giant and 4 for a backup. He went out there like he owned all the land where he set his feet. He was confident and had the razor-sharp focus that comes with shalom peace. There was no blur of indecision or shadow of turning. Even though David was surrounded by warriors and war, and threats of every imaginable violent scenario from all sides, in his heart of hearts, he was in perfect peace. God peace. Shalom peace. Here it is again, so listen. Shalom peace brings all things into alignment, draws everything into its proper God context. It sets the correct horizon and focal point and is the only vanishing point based on God's chesed, which is never vanishing. Peace is part of God's mercy and grace beyond the vanishing point. God's peace is defined as God Himself. He is the pivot and pinion, and peace is part of the fountain of His heart on which we hang our lives in confidence and assurance, never failing and always in shalom peace by the blood of Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit, peace, sets us apart from the world, light years apart. Got shalom peace?